plate a potential nugget.
And back to learning, Linda, and also back to the point you made about curiosity. I wonder if there's something to be said about too much curiosity or unfettered curiosity. I'm sort of talking to the point about specialization versus generalization. How do you think about that, or how should leaders think about that in the emerging world?
Well, you know, there's been a long sort of debate about that, and I think where it all started was to say the best thing is to be a generalist. You know, to learn quite a lot about quite a lot. So to learn a little bit about lots. And actually, many, many years ago in my writing, I said, you know, this isn't going to be right, because the very thing that machines do is that they know a little about a lot of things. So if that's all you are, then honestly, Wikipedia is going to do the job better than you. You've got to build specialist skills. And that sort of became the idea of the T-shaped leader, mm-hmm. where you do have some generalist skills, but at the same time, you have a deep expertise. And I think expertise is really important, because it teaches you not just the thing itself, but it also teaches you the discipline of the thing itself. So I'm a psychologist. So not only have I learnt the knowledge of psychology, but I also know the way we think about the world, the framing of it. However, what I would say more recently is that actually having two areas of specialism is really, really valuable. And I certainly say to my students, if you know something about science in an expert way, and you also know something about arts, that combination is very, very powerful. So I'm now really talking about combinations.
Mm-hmm. And I think I remember seeing one of your speeches, I think, where you talk about the symbol pi.
Yes.
And the
yes.
fact that one's a straight line and the other's a,
yes.
a sort of a curved line, which suggests some flexibility or agility.
I think the pi symbol is a very good symbol for this, actually. It's something that I learned, in fact, really from Tata Consulting Services, TCS, mm-hmm. because they work really hard within their business to identify people who have these both arts and science.
And back to your point about, you know, adding value at the intersection of two disciplines, depth from two disciplines. Flipping it to the other side from a talent market perspective, do you see the market rewarding people with a spike in two areas, just to get a sense of how these people are sort of being recognized?
Well, you know, I think the market is realizing that that's important. So, for example, in one of the London universities has launched about 3 years ago a program which has both a deep arts specialism and a deep science, and they have placed those graduates with a lot of ease. So you know, I never think that when you're thinking about skill development you should be completely transactional about the labor market, because honestly it's very difficult. It's like buying stocks. I mean, you know, honestly they're very difficult to work out what's going to. So you should really do it because you think it's good, and you enjoy it for yourself. Mm. And that I think should be the spirit of inquiry.
I do think it's good to have a deep wiring in one subject and then top it up with another subject to form the pie. Like Linda says, when you study psychology, you're not just studying psychology, but framing the world from that lens. Same applies whether you're studying physics or economics or any other discipline. You're processing the world from that discipline's lens, and that's really valuable. That's why when people pursue an undergraduate degree in business management, for example, I start getting a bit worried, because it's like focusing on the tabletop, but what are the legs on which the table will stand? It's worth going deep in one or two things and forming a view of the world from that paradigm before we think about going broad or building another leg. But like in many other things, this is just a perspective to be taken with a pinch of salt. Thank you for listening. If you're deriving value from the podcast, please consider paying it forward to Antarang Foundation, an organization I work with closely. Akash and Arman, the editors of the podcast, are alumni of Antarang Foundation. They do everything from cleaning up the audio, editing it, sequencing it, overlaying it with music, doing the visual elements, and much, much more. Antarang Foundation is a not-for-profit that works with thousands of young adults and helps them play to their unique potential. I believe while the world of human potential is uniformly distributed, the world of opportunity is unfortunately not. We may not realize it, or we may not want to acknowledge it. But the reality is that a lot of us are beneficiaries of the ovarian lottery. That sets us up very differently. To know more about how you can make a difference, please visit the Pay It Forward section at playtopotential.com.